This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Welcome to Trinivale.
Trinivale.
Y'all okay? It took you a couple times to say that word.
Trini.
Just kidding, I love it. Oh, a world full of tyrannical tycoons, god-killing contraptions, and three employees who, regardless of how things go down, are probably out of a job.
Oh.
It is any adventurer's nightmare.
Ooh.
Today's story begins in the middle of our last chapter. As the Trinivale trio encounters lots of trouble amidst hot tub bubbles, Blavin and Norwalk escort the benefactor to the edge of the long boardwalk. Liquor-stenched sweat pours from Blavin's face. He knows what he must do. As they reach the end of the pier, Blavin turns and attacks. The battle is brief, but long enough to give our heroes the time they need. But where is Blavin now? Is he alive? Or will you need to make a post on Craigslist advertising for a new roommate? Only time will tell. And so, without further ado, let's rejoin Retrieval Team 22 and begin Chapter 8 of the Trinivale Adventure.
Trinivale.
Wait, do we know how Blavin attacked? Like, what's he working with? What kind of weapon?
You don't know that yet.
What?
But perhaps you will learn as the adventure unfolds.
Is he a spellcaster? Is he melee?
Hello, friends. And welcome back to the table. I am your Dungeon Master, a.k.a. Dunkel Caldwell Tanner, joined by, who would like to introduce themselves?
Jens Lindell, sword dancer and word prancer.
So glad you took your time.
Wow, yeah. You wait for it, but then it comes. Okay, Onyx Lumiere, hot mess in a pastel dress.
Very good, very good. And last but not least?
Nyack, also sword dancer, also word prancer.
You're neither of those things.
I can be, brother.
Onyx is also a word prancer. No, too.
Neither
you
of you
are a word prancer.
Oh,
Nyack, so clever. Where does this stuff come from?
I get it from my baby brother.
I'm your older brother. No, I'm not a brother. We're strangers.
He said brother. Nyack burst into tears.
Have you ever realized that both big brother and baby brother are BB?
No wonder they fill my heart.
Hold on. I need a minute. Let's stop recording. It's
my baby
too
brother.
Good. Okay, y'all. I know you're ready to give the benefactor your 2 weeks, or rather 2 minutes notice. But first, how about a quick recap?
Yep.
Wonderful. Last time we met, you three, as well as Norwalk and Keychain, were standing outside the benefactor's mansion, shaking down Blavin Blandfoot for information. He agreed to spill the beans, and so, after leashing him up with one of Jin's dancing ribbons, you all followed him to a nearby alley. Once there, he revealed that he is secretly part of an organization called the Golden Iris that works to keep Trinivale safe from the very gods that made it. His mission has been to help the benefactor gather the Ginnarak crystals and then steal them from right under his nose. He also revealed that the crystals contain enough potential energy to kill a god. And if all the crystals are activated together, the resulting shockwave would have enough power to level an entire continent in a form of destruction similar to the aftermath you witnessed on Ginnarak. It seems that the benefactor's plan is to kill a god no matter what the cost. And so with this dire information, you decided to enter the manor and search for the three crystals you previously handed over. Onyx, on your way to the door, you received a follow-up message from your dubious ally, Mercurio Delirio, letting you know that he and his assassin bodyguard Z were in position. You then entered the mansion and were met by the benefactor himself. He inquired about the crystals, and instead of handing them over, Jinz used invisibility to mimic an accidental teleportation. Blavin and Norwalk then escorted the benefactor outside to try and find where you went, while you three secretly slinked into the mansion's greenhouse observatory. Once there, you used a well-timed distraction from Chip the Fry Cook to search the room with a massive arcane telescope, which led you to discover a magic doorknob hidden within the helmet of a statue. After a surprise scuffle with the room's three guards and their sitcom-loving living statue, during which Nyack executed a flawless Elaine dance for Onyx's Trinstagram, you managed to recover the doorknob, which you then learned was equipped with a dimension door spell. You opened the door and discovered the three remaining crystals in a pure white storage void. After claiming them, you tried to head back out the door, but discovered the connection had been rerouted to the mansion's main chamber. in which the benefactor and a large laser-focusing array now stand. The benefactor implored you to hand over the crystals, and when you resisted, he transformed his golden cane into a staff glowing with aquamarine energy and prepared to fight. And that is where we are now. So, you are standing in the central atrium. Around the room, you see six guards poised with their swords drawn. The cube atlas that stood in the middle of the room has now been transformed into a glowing Tesla coil-esque death ray. High above you, through the glass dome ceiling, you see the green flame of the lighthouse pulses as clouds gather around it. The sky darkens, then suddenly emerald lightning strikes the tower and bolts of energy streak down the coil. The bolts jump from moon to moon and into the arcane receptacle inside the globe. The green-blue glow dances on the benefactor's face as he strides toward you, staff in hand. What do you do?
Oh, boy. Hey, Z, you out there?
There's no response. You see six guards in the room. None of them seem to be Z.
Right on, right on.
I quickly shoot off a DM to Keith saying, I always loved you.
You get a DM right back. The benefactor is like, I'm saying that this is happening while the benefactor is like delivering his speech before. Yeah. We're kind of cutting back a little bit in time. You get a text back. Keith says, do you need help?
I don't want to get him wrapped up in this.
I steal her phone and write yes in all caps.
I pretend as if I don't know that he's doing it, but really I'm like making sure that it's a cute text still.
Okay. You're going to make her look thirsty, brother.
Should we run?
I need you to roll for thirstiness real quick, first of all.
Oh, shit.
Charisma, I guess?
Charisma?
11.
11. Comes off as a little desperate, but I think that Keith understands your desperation, so
okay,
he's not going to hold it against
Nyack,
you.
Nyack, take off your shirt. Just kidding, you never wear one. I take a picture with Nyack and send it.
Keith responds, lol, who's this?
I don't respond.
Awesome.
All right. So I'm going to pull my sword out, both my swords, start walking towards the benefactor and say, in the name of my father, everybody run, everybody run. And I turn around and I'm going to start running out the main door.
Oh, please don't run. This is going to be so much harder than it needs to be. You're running?
I'm telling you, these guys are running. Let's get the fuck out of here.
You all running?
Okay, you are my landlord.
All right, opportunity attack time.
Wait, they're on us?
The benefactor is.
He's walking towards us or he's on us?
He is within opportunity attack range. I will say that.
Okay.
Cool.
Then I'm going to Hexblade curse him.
Okay. All right. Don't want to roll initiative?
I don't know if he feels that, but...
Yeah.
We'll okay. All right. Everybody roll initiative. Let's do this thing.
Yeah.
God damn it.
7.
8.
17.
All right.
Woo!
Who got a 17?
Nyack.
All right.
Nyack.
Word Prancer.
Onyx, what'd you get?
7.
7, okay. Jin's got an 8.
Yeah.
Let me roll for some folks real quick.
I'm supposed to be a dexterous fuck. I think Jen's definitely turned to run, saw that the rest weren't running, and then tried to turn it into a cool dance move as I spun around. Ah, yes, I would never run.
All right, great. Combat has begun. You see the benefactor's staff begin to glow. He looks just straight up annoyed at y'all trying to engage him now. He's like, honestly... this could be so much easier, but here we go.
I don't know. I still think it's going to be pretty easy. You don't look that strong.
His eye twitches a little bit. Nyack, that's going to be your turn.
Cool. I'm going to do a backward somersault and get into a low crouch.
Ooh.
And cast Hunter's Mark.
Great.
On Ooh. The benefactor.
How low is your crouch? Roll a
d4.
D4? How many inches off the ground?
Low.
Is
four low. Oh, yeah. Oh, 4 inches, so I want to get a 1.
You want to get a 1.
I got a fucking 1.
Oh, shit.
A nat 1.
Nat 1.
Nat 1 on a d4.
All right. Roll with advantage on your attack.
Oh, hell yeah. I rolled a nat 1 on my attack also.
But what was the higher one?
The higher one was only a 5.
Do you...
I have a second attack.
That's
so
what I thought.
I'll use that.
All right, I have 2 attacks, too. This is awesome.
25.
25. Jeez. That's going to hit.
Yes.
One hit kill. Come on.
That is 8 damage, but I get to roll an extra d6. 13 damage.
13 damage. Wow. This skinny little wiener is dead.
Wow, we did it, y'all.
I knew it.
So, Nyack, you've gone. Now it's time for the benefactor to make a legendary action.
Aww.
Hooray!
Dunkle!
I want to have fun, too. Come on! Let's try. Ooh. You know what? Let's start off big. They're going to do Time Wave. Everyone needs to make a Wisdom or Constitution saving throw.
Yikes. Shout out to the goddamn two crew.
Oof. 16.
Okay.
20, not natural.
20. All right, great.
Artificial.
Here's what happens. Jinz, you got, what'd you get? 2?
3. Okay. With constitution modifier, yeah.
Nimble as ever. You are fully frozen.
Great.
In time. Nyack, you got a 16?
Yes.
You are frozen but conscious. So you can see what's happening, but you can't move.
I'd rather be fully frozen.
And Onyx, you are fine. You resisted the time wave. Luckily, that's a very powerful spell. So that is the legendary action for the entire round. You resisted. That's good. Y'all are going to get to make saving throws on your turn.
Sweet.
But congratulations. Okay. You're frozen in time.
I can't wait.
Now it's the guards' turn. All 6 of them. Oh boy, let's see. I guess they're gonna go for...
You wouldn't attack a defenseless elf, would you?
Attack me.
They're gonna go for Naya because they see his eyes darting around.
Bring it on, come on.
I think maybe he can resist a little better.
Jens is just effectively dead.
Jens, are you okay? Jens.
I'm just wincing. Like,
Can we swap rooms in the apartment?
I flinched in a really embarrassing way right before I froze. I'm going to push Nyack and Onyx in front of me, and you, like, just see.
You have, like, a double chin.
Yeah. my face is down a little bit as I'm, like, kind of disgusted with myself, so I'm turning away.
Oh, that's a bad look.
Oh, Jens, this is truly cruel.
I can't respond, just completely frozen.
The benefactor's like,
he was trying to save us!
I sound like Blavin when I talk about my opening my mouth.
He knew I was going to say, yeah.
Oh, is Blavin here?
He was trying to save us.
I know he's not here. All right, I believe that... 22, that hits?
Yes.
Yes.
Nyack's AC is not high.
Nyack wears a thick North Face. 8 AC.
Around his waist.
Yeah.
Don't worry, these guards are wieners. All right, so that's going to be 4 damage. I'm just going to go ahead and have 2 guards hit you. I'll just have them kind of split up after each of you, actually. That might be easier. So let's go ahead and do another roll. 13, does that hit?
No.
Oh, this other guard...
Wiener?
I guess they're just distracted by Jin's double chins and they whiff.
Please don't tell him about it.
I take a picture and post it.
Oh, fucking brutal.
No, you want to know what? I'm taking an Insta story, a Trinsta story of something else, but you are in the background.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's going to get memed to hell. You know it is. I'm going to have 2 guards attack Onyx. Does a 13 hit you? No.
No, it doesn't.
All right. And the other guard got an 11. They both whiff.
Huh?
Sweet.
All right. Let's see here. First guard is going after Jinz. Does 14 hit you?
It doesn't.
There we go.
The double chin blocks it.
Oh,
so unfortunately,
frozen. Unfortunately, they did crit on this
God damn it. Right in the fatty skin under my chin.
They trying to wedge it right in there.
I never wanted anyone to see this.
Only 7 damage, though.
Okay.
Okay, and that is going to be the benefactor's turn. Again, they have been waiting a long time for this day. They're going to go all out. I think they're going to try and cast a cone of cold on Jinz.
Ooh.
Sweet.
Let's see what that looks like. Ooh, boy, this is going to be a chunky roll, friends.
Oh, dear.
They do not have many of these, don't worry.
Jens, I know I don't say this much, but you are such a good roommate.
Just absolutely can't hear it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You probably can't hear it.
That's 46 damage.
I'm dead.
Okay.
Oh!
I go down.
Wow.
Brother!
I'm so sorry. It is what it is. Jens, it's your turn now. Go ahead and make a death save.
14.
All right, great. One for the positive. Onyx, your turn.
Okay, I have something if things get dire for you gens, but I'm going to just attack the benefactor.
Great.
Does a 13 hit?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay, second attack. Does a 25 hit?
25 does hit.
Yes.
They look confident, they block the first one with their staff, and then you just land a solid smack on them with your mace.
I'm going to also do a branding smite.
Ooh, okay. Bring it. Bring that heat.
So I think that adds 4d6.
Ooh. Ooh-hoo-hoo.
You're gonna get branded bent over, baby.
You think that you could do anything to me? Anything you could brand me with would fall from my body like a temporary tattoo of a butterfly.
25 damage.
Wow. Nice. Okay.
I give him a temporary tattoo of a butterfly.
It won't come off. What?
I clock that and cannot wait to get one as soon as I'm unfrozen.
It's like it's not a temporary tattoo. It's a henna tattoo of a butterfly.
The word bubble says sassy bench. I can't believe I ever relied on you.
It says butterfly, but fly is emphasized because you are fly.
Well, that's very nice.
I want one on each clavicle.
Nobody's
on
getting...
On each clavicle as soon as I'm unfrozen.
Jens throws up blood and lets out a death shiver.
I will send you to your graves covered in henna.
Oh, wait a second. I do more than that because...
What?
Because I get to add my proficiency bonus to the damage on this target because I Hexblade cursed him.
How much more do you do?
So just 3 more.
Okay. Oh, shit. All
so right. 28.
Great.
Oh,
that
he's dead.
Is more permanent.
Yeah, that was it. The henna tattoo poisons him.
It was a dirty paintbrush.
You will die from shame.
You have to sterilize those. Okay, that's going to be... That was Onyx. Background in Nyack. Do you want to make a wisdom or con save?
Yes.
Try and break out of this?
I see my brother's limp body puking blood, and I'm
oh,
also...
Oh, you're frozen! I should have brought you back. I'm sorry, Jens.
I'm filled with the desire to also get a stick and poke tattoo of a butterfly. Nat 20.
Oh! Shit. You fully break out, and you can take a turn now.
Sweet!
Nice. Good work.
Let's imagine,
how did you break out?
I was frozen as I was barrel rolling, and I just continue my barrel roll towards my brother.
So smooth.
And
you slammed right into that garbage can.
I hate you, but you have awesome temporary tattoos. I lay hands on my brother.
Aw.
Are you cure wounds?
Cure wounds, my brother.
It's touch hands.
Thank you.
Same thing.
Stylistically, it's definitely touch hands.
Yeah.
Big touch hands energy.
How much do you heal me for?
9.
Sweet.
Nice.
I pop back up so hard. Are we winning yet?
All right. Okay, that brings it back around to the guards. It's very easy to have them all divvied, so I'm just going to keep having 2 attack each of you.
Sweet.
Nyack, here comes. Okay, that's going to miss. 17, does that hit?
Not after my... I get a +4 to my AC after someone's initial attack.
Wow.
Yes.
Ooh.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit. All right, great. Yeah, they fucking whiff. They see you do that barrel roll, and even though you go into the garbage, they're like, maybe he meant to go in the garbage.
I did. I love the garbage.
What's in the garbage over there?
That's where my brother leaves the best food scraps.
Oh, you don't eat out of the garbage, do you?
I exclusively eat out of the garbage, brother.
I just order a sandwich.
I love the garbage. I check in there on Foursquare all the time.
What?
If I eat from the garbage, it's like we share every meal.
It's just so wild that you three are my best retrievers. So many people died trying to get those crystals, and you are the ones that I had to rely on. I'm killing you all. Onyx.
Yes.
Okay, 20 is probably
going to
hit.
That's going to hit.
Okay, let's see. That's just 4 damage, though.
Okay, I'm right. Going to hellish rebuke this guard.
Oh, hell yeah.
Nice.
And bitch, I do it at a 4th level, because that is what my warlock is, so...
Okay.
That's going to be 5d10.
Jesus. You're going to send this dude to hell.
Holy shit.
24.
It's a good thing you're killing them today because they don't get paid till next month. So thank you very much for that. 24 damage. You kill one and fully kill the second one too.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Your
then
rebuke is so hellish that both of them perish.
I would like to, when you slay, would you say that they are humanoid?
Yeah, they're guards.
At sixth level, I have Accursed Spectre. When you slay a humanoid, you cause its spirit to rise from its corpse as a specter. It has temporary hit points equal to half my warlock level. Roll initiative
too.
For and temporary tattoos equal to how much I like butterflies. And roll initiative for the specter, which has its own turns. It obeys your verbal commands and it gains a special bonus to attack rolls equal to your charisma modifier. The specter remains in your service until the end of your next long rest.
Cool.
Till the next long rest.
What's your next long rest?
Yes.
All right. So what happens is,
but he only has. Do we round up? He has 3.5 hit points. So
yeah, you can
four
round
or three.
Weak, forced friend.
And so I kill him.
Yep.
With a hellish or pastel rebuke, and then the healing force of pastel moon energy brings up a little specter.
You see a butterfly tattoo appear on their forehead.
And they say, "My lady. We must destroy this wicked man."
Yes, you must. And your turn is at 9. Your initiative is 9.
Ah, right above Jin's. Wonderful.
Impossible. No one's as quick as me.
I shall be your nimble hero. Look, I shall do a dance for you.
Sorry, Jens, you're going to have to wait in line.
It is an honor to be in front of my brother. He is the strongest one among us. I pat my brother's back.
Accursed Spectre, will you hold your action until right before Jens is about to go?
Gladly, m'lady.
This Cursed Spectre executes a flawless, pantsless dance.
Wow.
You don't see their genitals even once. Okay, now the other two guards are going to attack Jin's.
Sweet.
Okay, 19 and 16. Do those hit?
Both of them hit.
Oh, boy. Okay. So that's going to be a grand total of 9 damage.
I go down.
No, Jin's. All right, you go down. That's the guard's turn, but I think what happens is the benefactor sees you create this accursed specter and says, two can play at that game. And they use a legendary action to cast Rewind Soldier. This is another 3-action move. The other guard pops back up and they are at 5 HP again.
Oh, one more than my baby.
They don't have the tattoos, but I think that's better.
Honestly, right. It's kind of like you just ripped me off. That wasn't like really that inventive.
I
if anything,
invented.
You saw me do it, and then you did it.
It was quite derivative. I imagine you'll try to take all the credit for the original idea, too.
I've been doing that move since before you left the moon, Onyx.
Of course someone with a butterfly tattoo would be this insecure.
Careful. Nyack starts carving his stick and poke butterfly tattoo into something else.
The benefactor spends their turn trying to remove a tattoo. JK, JK. It is their turn proper now, and I think they are going to go for Onyx. You're making a name for yourself. They're just going to take some staff attacks at you. You see them swinging their aquamarine staff. It's gold, but it's kind of got like a glowing end. Uh-huh. And they swing it so it looks like a perfect circle of aquamarine energy coming towards you. And they're going to take 2 attacks. Does a 21 hits?
Yes.
Okay.
I actually have very low AC, so...
Maybe if you covered yourself with armor instead of butterflies.
Let's see.
I look fly as fuck.
I rolled a 1. So that's only 4 damage on that first one.
I fear not, 4 damage.
Is that right? Oh, that's because I forgot about the necrotic damage.
Oh, I'm resistant to necrotic damage.
Oh, shit, really? So you take half damage?
So I take half damage.
That's awesome.
Have they been doing necrotic all along?
No, the other spells were not necrotic. Okay. Just their staff attacks are necrotic.
Okay.
17 damage, which gets halved to
8.
8, yeah. Okay. So just 8 more damage.
Okay.
Okay, that's their first attack. They're going to take 1 more. Does a 24 hit?
Yes, it does.
Thought it might.
Oui.
Okay, on their next attack, they're going to do 7 damage and then some necrotic as well. It's going to be, some ones in there. 5 points of necrotic damage. That's already halved.
Okay.
Great. And that's their turn. Man, you were holding steady, Onyx. Way to go. The benefactor looks like shaken by your determination.
I expected nothing less than the inheritor of the moon crystal.
Well, I guess I am fueled by how many more butterfly tattoos I want to put on you.
You're fueled by more than that. He looks at your shard. I know things about you, Onyx.
I make fun of Judge's double chin to try and distract everyone.
Okay, it is my Spectre's turn?
It is your Spectre's turn.
Spectre!
Yes. Hector the Spectre.
Hector the Spectre!
Hi, my name is Hector. What is it, my lady?
I command you, Hector, to wreak havoc.
I gladly serve you. I wish to earn more butterflies.
Wonderful. All right, so they're going to attack who?
Attack the benefactor.
Gladly.
Actually, no. Attack your ex-brother.
It was not my brother. Are you talking about Jennifer from work?
Yes, I am talking to attack Jennifer from work.
So much tension between those two.
We're going to squash whatever could have been between you two.
Is Jennifer, are you saying that Jennifer is the one that got revived by the benefactor?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So Hector attacks Jennifer. Go for it.
Okay. Nat 20! Hector, what are you feeling towards Jennifer? A lot of emotion in there, huh?
Jennifer was recently brought back to life and sees Hector coming at her and is like, am I dead? Am I alive? What's going on? Do I get paid?
Hector's going to hit her for 23.
She had five.
That's such
but does
a
he right. cleave?
Normally, he wouldn't because the other guards are dispersed a bit, but I think that's such a powerful overhit that obviously, yes. Okay. So Jennifer, fully gone, cannot be revived again, dead forever. You said 23?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry, benefactor. Did I kill your toy? Did my toy kill your toy?
Who has been doing it longer?
Don't call them toys. Sure, I mistreat them, but like I still pay them and stuff, you know?
You celebrated them being dead before payday.
Listen, that's just logic. If they die, then I don't have to pay them, but I'm still going to pay them. Why am I arguing this with you?
Okay, so that is, you cleave through one more, and then, let's see, and then one is looking a little hurt. So, fuck. There's only two guards left now. Great work on that cleave. Great. Okay, so that brings us back to
Jens,
yeah.
Sweet. 19.
All right, great.
I'm doing good.
Jens, congratulations on remaining alive. Onyx, that is your turn.
Okay, so I'm going to hold my action, put my hands right over Jens' double chin, ready to pounce until right before Jens' turn, right before he has to make a death-saving throw, and then I'm going to heal him.
Great. One hand for each chin?
One hand for each chin,
perfect.
Yeah.
That's a very generous.
I'm going to play them like
Jens
bongos.
In the afterlife hears people razzing him and just starts farting self-consciously.
The benefactor's like, he's so lithe. I don't understand how he has two chins. It doesn't make sense just from like a body perspective.
Because my brother's the best and he has more chins than anyone.
Stop.
You son of a bitch.
Talking. Nyack.
You have one chin? Well, my brother's got two.
No, I don't. Stop.
Honestly, he has three.
No,
he's
I don't.
He's got three chins. That's if you ever three times see him, as many chins as anyone.
If you ever see him fall asleep on public transportation, he definitely has three chins.
I don't take public transportation.
Whenever he falls asleep on the
or
bus.
I don't fall asleep on the bus. I don't. How do you know that?
Oh, no, we've been watching you via the calling coins. You take the bus a lot.
No, I have my cool car that I park around the block that I don't let anyone ride in.
I've never seen the car.
One time you were by yourself and I heard you singing a song about how much you love bus naps.
You fall asleep on the bus and then you put a bag next to you and you get really upset if someone tries to sit next to you.
I pretend to be more unconscious than I am.
All right, Nyack, that's you.
My brother takes up two seats on the bus. That's twice as many seats as a normal person. brother.
He takes twice as long in the bathroom as anyone else.
Whatever you can do, my brother does double.
You can tell I'm sucking in while I'm laying down.
I can't believe you are my best guys.
Even as you're doing death saves, you're still sucking in.
This is my crack squad. I fucking hate myself.
Honor me, brother. From the afterlife, I beg of you to fart on my arrow. Can you muster it too? Yeah,
I try. I shit myself a little bit.
I dip my arrow in my brother's feces. No one sharts like my brother Jens. And I'm gonna cast.
I hate this.
I'm gonna declare my monocle on my declared foe.
Great.
The
one of the guards, probably.
Right. Hector the Specter. I'm afraid he could turn on us at any moment.
Just mercy, kill me, please.
So I have advantage on my attack rolls, and I'm gonna attack the benefactor.
Wonderful. Ooh.
23 to hit.
23?
Yes. Yes.
That hits. How much do you damage this cool normal boss for?
Jesus Christ. Seven.
Seven.
I'll take
that. Thank you. You actually scraped off some of the butterfly tattoo.
Well, here comes another one. I don't know how. But it sounded cool for a second. I'm going to fire a second arrow.
Great.
Maybe you fire through a butterfly in the air, and then if it hits, then you are pinning the butterfly to him.
Okay, do a pure luck roll to see if there's a butterfly.
Exactly what I do. 15.
15.
Can he use that 15 on the attack as well?
The butterfly, there is a butterfly. You narrowly miss it.
There's Ripley's pretty fucking high, Dunkle. For pure luck?
Pure luck? Puncture a butterfly?
Just, whatever.
The butterfly goes, ooh, that was a close call.
All right, you know, fuck it. I'm going to attack.
I swallow it. Just swallow it in my sleep.
Yikes.
All right, I'm going to fire an arrow and I guess not hit a butterfly. 24 to hit?
24. That hits.
And I was aiming at the butterfly.
The benefactor jumps in front of the butterfly.
Another 2 and a 1. 7 damage.
7 damage again. Okay. Great. Benefactor is still standing, but they're taking notice of the heat y'all are bringing. I'll say that.
Okay. So we're doing this then.
All right. That is going to be another legendary action from the old top himself. What would he like to do?
Your actions aren't legendary. I already forgot what the first one was.
Yeah, honestly, me too.
Wow, solid
burns. The only one I remember is when you copied me.
Forgettable actions.
You could take as many as you want.
Unoriginal actions.
You know what? Those burns are so hot, I'm going to have to put them out with a ray of frost.
Oh, come on! But then they are going to cast Ray of Frost. And they're going to do it.
Should I didn't intimidate him out of it?
Yeah, do it. All right, do a raw charisma roll.
Just a quick Raz check.
That's a 9.
Not going to do it. He's unfazed.
That would have been really funny if it was a nat 20, though.
To razz someone out of doing a spell on you?
Oh, dude, ice? What are you, a fucking ice cream man? What? No.
Second guess someone into skipping their turn.
Fine, I'll just hang out. I'll hold an action. Fine.
21's going to hit, I believe.
Who is he aiming at all of us?
Obviously at you. Nyack, he turns to you and says,
do you know how expensive those butterflies are? I imported them all the way from Verdantha. How dare you?
Well, now that butterfly from Verdantha is sucking my brother's farts.
They love farts. They're a very rare breed.
Soon you're going to be sucking his brother's farts.
Eat ice.
And it will be an honor for you.
I don't
My
do
brother's
that.
Farts stink twice as much as any man.
No, they don't. I have a normal diet.
When he farts, he sharts, and when he shits, he spits.
I don't sneak hot dogs at the gas station.
I like the idea of Jens having like a super sad life, but he pretends he's just like, I'm going out with my friends tonight, and then he just like goes to a bar by himself and sobs.
And we have established in the canon that the benefactor has been watching him do this the entire time.
He has a fake. He says he has a cool car that no one else can drive, and he tells them he parks it around the block, and then he takes the bus.
Onyx and Nyack just sit at the apartment talking about how awesome your life is and what cool bar you're at.
Wow, I wonder what he's doing. He's probably riding another mechanical bull.
Check his Instagram again. Maybe he's posting.
You know what? The fact that he doesn't post means he's having so much fun.
It's so awesome.
This is so sad. He's at the library. He's checking his bank account on the library computer. He's reading manga at the library. Your friends suck. You all suck.
All right. That's 12 damage, Nyack.
We may suck, but you suck farts.
That's 12 damage.
You're a regular butterfly.
I think you don't understand how rare this Verdanthian fart-sucking butterfly is.
Are the farts what give their wings their color?
This tooth-swizzling monarch is so rare. All of my luxury goes unnoticed by you swine.
Your speed is reduced by 10 as well, since that hit.
Wow.
I don't know if that'll totally affect things, but if you try to do like a big move, it might. Great. That's
Slow
going to be...
Slow motion barrel rolls coming up.
Okay, that's going to be the guards' turns. There are only two left. The only two remaining guards are Karen and Denzel. Let's see. They are going to go for... Jinz, you are dead. Yep. I think that they see Onyx has turned one of their companions, and they're a little upset about that, so I think both of them are going to go for Onyx.
Okay.
Can you Hellish Rebuke again?
No, I used all my spells. I only get two spells a day.
Jeez, warlocks are
two spells in between strange. Short rests.
Wow.
Shout out to the two crew on Karen's swipe. 18 hits?
Yes, it does.
Okay, great. So that's going to be...
But Denzel has the geostigma, so really he should be rolling with disadvantage.
5 damage.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Is that my beloved Hector's turn?
Actually, it's the benefactor's turn. And the benefactor is going to use Quantum Echoes, which creates 3 illusory versions of themselves in the room.
Butterflies and quantum geckos.
It echoes.
I heard gecko also.
You think I'm afraid of a gosh dang lizard?
Yeah. It's honestly, not... the Geico lizard, I'm going to be scared of him.
Why would it be a gecko?
Because he's going to try to make me change my insurance.
This is, there's...
That's a real hassle. You leave your geckos wherever they are.
There's 4 of the benefactor now, and they're all being like, oh, why would it be geckos? They're all arguing in monotone together. This is stupid. One of them's like, I don't know. It's kind of funny. Shut up. All right, great. So now it's going to be super hard to hit them. But you are going to get to try because it is the Accursed Guardian's turn.
Hector is just going to go for one of the guards.
Okay, great.
He's
which one?
Just going, he's going for Denzel. Shout out to the two crew. Does a 6 hit?
6, I don't believe that's going to hit. No, it does not. Hey, Karen, you see that? He tried to hit me. Nice
it's okay,
try.
Hector. You looked good doing it. You were just tell them you were warming up, Hector.
You're wimping death as you were in life, Hector.
You're done, Denzel.
I'm Denzel the Dastardly, and I'm the hero of the story now.
Okay.
And then that's going to be Jen's turn, but Onyx is going to... She held her reaction, or she held her action.
Oh.
So she's going to Healing Hands Jen's. And give you 7 hit points.
Ooh. I pop back up.
Go after Denzel. He's the strongest of them.
I want to use a bonus action to give Bardic Inspiration to Onyx. And nice. I say, you're definitely getting a ride in the Corvette. As soon as it gets out of the shop, Onyx. Oh,
that has been in the shop forever. The I can't wait to see what you've been doing
We're
at the shop with it.
We're getting it souped up. And I promise, it's going to be really rad.
Nyack smiles with tears streaming down his face.
And then I'm going to use my movement to try to put some distance between me and these guys so we don't keep getting hit by the same spells and shit.
That's good.
And then I would like to use my action to cast Dispel Magic on the clones, on the spell.
Very nice. Oh, fuck yeah.
Hell yeah, great work.
And then I yell, I did something. 3 men I killed. All 3.
My geckos!
Wow.
I killed three geckos. No, they were gods.
My brother will kill your lizards.
They weren't little lizards. They were... My God.
Listen to him.
The butterfly has risen.
Listen to what he said, not what I just said. Oh, you're getting in my head. Okay, so now after Jin's turn, Benefactor is going to make another legendary action. Here's a DM question that the Benefactor would not know. Which one of you has the crystals on you?
I know I have one.
I would say probably I have one and you have one.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think Nayak
does not carry anything of value.
A little bit klutzy and also does not have too many pockets.
Yeah, I think
I have many satchels, but they're filled with gloves.
I think either each of us would have one or Onyx would have one. Would have both.
Yeah.
So the Benefactor is going to make a move. It's a move without opportunity attack. I'm going to do a random roll to see which one of you they target. 6 to 5, they're going to go for Jin's. 3 to 4, they're going to go for Onyx. And 1 to 2, they're going to go for Nayak. 5. All right. So they move towards Jin's unprovoked.
God damn it.
What kind of check would this be? I think I want them to just kind of like try and basically frisk you.
Like a grapple?
Yeah, let's do grapple, huh?
All right, we're two strong guys, just a wizard and a bard.
It's the battle of the butterflies.
Oh.
The battle of the soft boys. God damn it. 4 plus my negative 1, 3.
Jins, they got a natural 20.
God damn it.
Oh.
You love crystals.
So what happens is they see that you have the crystal on you. They frisk you down, like TSA style. They kind of like pat the inside of your leg. Where do you think you have it on you?
I have it clenched between my butt cheeks. I put it there in a pinch, but I have so much ass control that I've held it there all day.
And so much like unworked tension in your body in general.
Yeah.
The Benefactor face palms and shouts, "Denzel! Denzel, get over here!" So now Denzel is going to be trying to grapple the crystal from you.
Does Hector get an opportunity attack on him if
on
he
Denzel?
Walks away from Hector?
On Denzel?
Yeah. Hector just attacked Denzel.
Yes, but Denzel isn't moving yet. On his turn, he will.
Ha ha!
Yeah. Okay, so that's the legendary turn. Onyx, that's back around to you.
Okay, I'm going to attack the Benefactor.
Great.
Does a 24 hit?
Yes.
Okay. It's going to be 12? Going to attack again.
Nice.
Another 24.
Nice.
Yep.
11.
11 damage?
Yeah. So 12 and then 11. 23.
The Benefactor makes that noise that people in anime do when they're like hurt but not dying. Oh. They go like, "Gah!"
Oh.
Yeah.
Impossible.
Yeah, they absolutely do the Vegeta. Impossible.
He crushes his, what is it called? Scouter?
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah.
He like grips his staff so hard, you can see, like, the metal bends a little bit.
Oh, shit.
Despite being the looniest bunch of goobers I've ever seen, you're pretty strong. I knew there's a reason Blavin chose you. All right, they're going to take their last legendary action after your turn. Onyx.
Oh, I'm sorry, you know what? Both of those attacks, I added 4 more on there. Because that I have a Hexblade curse on him.
So minus 8 more damage?
No. It's just, I add my proficiency bonus, so it's 6 more.
Six more.
It was 23, now it's actually 29 that I hit him for.
29? Okay, great. Yeah, they say impossible again, but like a little more, their voice cracks this time. Impossible! All right, so they're going to take one more legendary action?
Okay.
What are they going to do? Okay. So you're causing them some trouble, so they're going to try and use a time spear on you.
Okay.
From the hand not holding their staff, a ball of turquoise energy erupts. They squeeze it, and as they squeeze the ball, it thins out into a spear made of pure light, and they chuck it at you. Make a constitution or wisdom saving throw.
I'm doing like the TN or one of the weaker guys going, "Ugh!" as I watch one of my friends get hit
time
and don't
spear.
Do anything.
That's going to be a 21.
You pass.
Yeah!
You totally just like matrix Damn. Around this thing.
Onyx fucking rules.
Onyx is fucking dope. Oh, she's fucking dope.
God, is she dead? Man, you're riding shotgun in a Corvette.
These two... Wow. These two, whatever, but if you want to just chill here while we destroy all of Agandale, you're welcome to.
Shut up, butterfly.
One word, come off! Okay. All right, that's back around to Nyack.
Okay, I'm going to put two arrows in my quiver, crossing them so it looks like butterfly wings, and fire them both at the benefactor. So I'll just roll both of my attacks at the same time.
Do it up.
Wow. I rolled really well. 25 and a 27.
Those both nice. Hit.
Ooh.
10 on one arrow.
Wow.
And then the second butterfly wing. 12. And is anybody within 5 feet of him? Perhaps Denzel?
he was up on me, too.
Yeah, he was just frisking Jens.
Oh, so Denzel would be there, right?
Denzel headed that way, but Denzel is currently over by Onyx.
Oh, okay. So nobody's within 5 feet of the benefactor.
No, but you did 22 damage that round. You got a 10 and a 12.
Yes.
As those butterfly arrows strike him, you see a little bit of like glowing blood fall out of his mouth and kind of drip along the side.
It's disgusting.
And he falls to his knees.
Ah!
Nyack, finish him.
Holy shit.
He looks at you and says, I thought you were the weakest of them all. You're the jam boy. I never expected you.
I am the weakest, but I learned from the strongest. Brother, pass me a poison butterfly.
I pass him a poison butterfly, I say, Nyack, this is your day, brother. You're the strongest.
I've learned from my brother, and this butterfly will attach to your butt and suck the life force from you.
This really sucks. You're right.
Can I ride in the Corvette too, brother?
Of course.
So,
can Onyx and I both ride shotgun?
Yes, in a year, once it gets out of the shop, we're all going for a ride. If we even remember, who knows?
It's so cool that you have so much money to keep the Corvette in the shop.
I know.
The shop all year. For a year.
We're getting Exhibit is looking at it right now, and once we get it back, as if we remember, even.
Our ride is being pimped, brother.
Yeah, it is.
There's going to be video games in the back.
Oh my God, we don't even have video games in the apartment.
Nyack, kill this guy.
The butterfly's not doing it. I stab him with an arrow in my hand.
Denzel, scrub this butterfly off.
And he
we forgot about Denzel.
He falls face flat on the ground. Denzel and Karen look fucking shocked, but they keep attacking you. They're like, I don't know. We don't get paid till next month. And they like run after you.
Brother, we must run. Denzel, he'll kill us all.
He has the geostigma. Don't worry.
Okay, so that's going to be Karen's going to attack first. They're going to go after Nyack, obviously, because they just killed their boss.
I am the jam boy.
Wait, if they're turning from Hector, does that mean Hector yes. gets an opportunity attack?
Yes, okay.
Does a 16 hit?
Okay, yes, it does hit. Fuck.
I actually rolled really poorly. 11.
Okay, are you aiming at Denzel or Karen?
Fuck yeah, I'm going after Denzel.
Hector, finish Denzel.
I think Hector's gonna bring him over to me, like when a cat finds like a little toy and brings it to you. So Hector will bring it over to Onyx, and then Onyx will be like, "What do you want?"
Is my lady pleased?
Oh yes, very very pleased. You did such a good job.
Yes,
really good job.
I've killed Denzel.
Yes, that's very good. I'm so proud of you. I give him a treat.
a BB. Oh, I'll be full for months.
How have you all just been splitting that bag for so long?
So yeah. Where do we live?
You honor Hector.
I can't wait to see our apartment.
We have an amazing flat.
You will love it. It is paradise.
It's huge. There's a bedroom and there's a kitchen.
It's a one bedroom. That's it. We don't even have a living room. It's just...
Sometimes when I'm in there, I feel like I'm looking at the expansive horizon over the ocean.
Okay, dibs on the bed, I guess.
Fine, you're a ghost. We'll just sleep inside you. It's fine.
There's a half bath and a hose on the roof as well.
I think a couple of our other roommates died, maybe, so.
All right, well... Karen,
and it's rent free.
Karen is very shaken by all of this, but she still continues to attack Nyack. Okay, 19. That hits.
You can attack the jam boy, but you'll get the jam man.
On this day, you have truly become a jamble man. 5 damage.
Rear.
Who was that? Just spirit from beyond?
Nyack gives 1,000-yard stare.
Cool. So Karen remains. Jinz, it is your turn.
Sweet.
Wait, no, it would be Hector's turn. Hector goes before Jinz.
That's fine.
You just had an opportunity attack. Yeah.
You're right.
Hector.
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 Yes?
Go. Oh. Finish the job. Ooh, okay. Does a 22 hit.
22 does hit.
15.
Hector, finish Karen.
I tell Hector, Hector, maybe let Jens have this one.
the last foe. I spin my swords. Ah, clearly you're the strongest of all of them. Otherwise, you wouldn't still be here.
Brother, I beg you to run.
I cannot. I challenge you to a duel, Karen.
Somebody's holding my arms in place.
I'm matching it on it. Twist alive. Twist alive.
Okay, yes, yes. I scramble to do it.
In a different world, we could have been friends and you could have rode in my super cool, super real Corvette, but instead, I'm gonna have to send you to hell.
I saw you
Lindell style.
I saw you eat a foot long sub on the bus. The benefactor showed it at a big all hands meeting.
I throw a dagger at her mouth.
MVP. MVP.
MVP. Oh shit, I was on selfie mode the whole time.
But you have so many viewers.
I know, apparently everyone likes this selfie.
Wow.
Hi everyone. Okay, I've got to go. Too much interaction.
So, congratulations. You are out of combat. The benefactor's corpse lies.
Holy shit, we have all 5 crystals now.
That's right, you do. You have the 2 that you grabbed, as well as the tube with the other 3 in it. What do you want to do?
I walk over to the benefactor and I do my classic, beating a dead body while getting way overly emotional. Think you can freeze me and give me a double chin?
Nyack shadow boxes and like mouths the same words. Think you can freeze me. Think you can freeze me.
As you're doing that, the benefactor's arm reaches up and grabs your foot.
Jesus.
You see steam starts to rise off of him, and he glows slightly, and then you hear kind of bones resetting in his body. You hear, like,
he's becoming a
wounds
butterfly.
Healing. You actually see the butterfly tattoo dissolve with steam, and then he kind of rises back up.
I guess we'll go again.
And before we continue the fight, let's rewind a bit and check in with our good friends, Blavin, Norwalk, and Keychain.
Oh.
Hey there, Nadpoles. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content all in one place and all on your terms, folks. They've got beautiful templates and easy drag and drop tools. You can make a portfolio, you can make a blog, you can make a web series over there. You can do anything you want and you can do it all on Squarespace. So head on over to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/pawpaw to save 10% on your first order of a website or domain. That is squarespace.com/pawpaw to save 10% on your first purchase of a website or domain. squarespace.com/pawpaw. Thank you, everybody.
Howdy, Nadpoles. Caldwell here. I'm recording this ad literally hours before going to the airport on a trip to visit some family in New York. And if you're wondering, no, I have not packed my bags yet. Packing stresses me the hell out because I have to do wardrobe math about how many shirts and pants and underwear to bring. And let me tell you, folks, I always get it wrong and I always pack too much. That being said, there is one thing that always goes into my suitcase without a second thought, and that is my Raycon Everyday Earbuds. Raycon offers amazing audio quality at half the price of other premium audio brands. And Raycon's optimized gel tips are designed to fit comfortably in your ears and actually stay there. Which is good because it means I can go on a jog and not worry about them falling out and getting sucked into a sewer grate. Although I guess that's probably how the Ninja Turtles get their earbuds, so if some mutant creature living in the sewer happens to get them, I guess that wouldn't be too bad. But thanks to Raycon, it's not something I ever even need to concern myself with. So, if you're also going on a trip soon and are looking to bring along the perfect pair of earbuds, go to buyraycon.com/pawpaw today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That is right, you're going to get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pawpaw. One more time, that's buyraycon.com/pawpaw. All right, thanks for listening and have a great trip. Bye-bye.
Oh my god.
All right. So,
okay.
Well, I've still got my Hexblade curse on him.
So, yes, the benefactor has risen once more, but we're going to rewind a little bit to right after Blavin, Norwalk, and Keychain got captured.
Oh,
And for this section, hold on. I want everyone to roll a dice, just a regular
d20.
Sweet. 17. 7.
16.
Wonderful. Okay, Murph, you got a 17?
Yes.
You will be playing Blavin.
Ha. Great.
And who got the second highest? Jake?
16.
16. Do you want to play Norwalk or do you want to play Keychain?
Norwalk's voice is kind of like this,
there
right?
There you go. Yeah.
Shit, I can't do fucking Keychain. I was sitting here hoping I wouldn't have to do fucking Keychain.
I can switch it. I could probably do a robot, okay? Do you want to do Blavin?
What does Blavin sound like?
Yeah, she's.
He talks kind of like
this. What does Keychain sound like?
Keychain sounds like this.
Keychain sounds like this.
Okay, I'll try that. Yeah. All right, cool. So, Blavin.
Yes.
You wake up and feel like you're having the worst hangover of your life.
Oh, what happened?
Which is really saying something.
Oh.
You're covered in bruises and your health is dangerously low. The last thing you remember is trying to hold off the benefactor and then being struck with several lightning-fast blows from a glowing blur of green and gold. You, Norwalk, and Flask Mode Keychain are now being held in a prison made of hard turquoise light, in what appears to be a large workshop littered with the hulking remnants of several arcane experiments. To your left, a glass board with golden equations scrawled on it floats next to a crafting desk, lined with menacingly complex tools. To your right, two guards stand watch next to a large circular bank vault door. One of the guards has bright silver eyes, the others are gold. What do you do?
Bright silver
eyes. Silver eyes, isn't that gonna be Z?
Would we know that one of them was Z?
Yes, if you'll remember when you walked into the entrance, the one with the golden eyes winked at you.
Okay.
So do you want to like signal at them?
Yeah.
Great.
I think Blavin wakes up and I want to wave Z over. Guard, I think I'm going to be sick.
Oh, no. Well, there's like a little corner over there if you just want to like toss cookies in that corner.
Yeah, I already tossed some cookies over there.
We're tossing a lot of cookies over here.
Oh, they're tossing all sorts of cookies over
there.
Hey, do you want to go check that out? Z, disguised as this guard, gestures to the other guard, and they're like, yeah, go check it out. So they start walking over there, and as soon as they take three steps, Z pulls out a knife, stabs them in the back, they fall to the ground. And as that happens, she double checks the room, then sheds the armored disguise like a perfectly peeled orange. And then you see the familiar half-orc lady named Zogaf right in front of you. Sorry for keeping you waiting, hon. Now let's get y'all out of here, huh?
Damn, you're beautiful.
Hey, you're not so bad yourself.
Really?
Yeah.
I need a drink. And I try to drink from the flask of keychain and accidentally activate it and activate keychain.
Hi, I'm keychain. I don't remember how to do it.
Oh, you sound a little hoarse there, keychain. You doing okay?
I am a expressive robot.
Yeah, you got a lot of pep in you, keychain.
You know, that actually sounds better. You know, normally keychain's voice really gets on my nerves. It's so monotone, but like you've really got a little flavor to it now, a little spice.
Okay. How is Retrieval Team 22?
You know what? Here's the thing. The benefactor knocked you all out, dragged you down here, told me and that other guy to guard you. So we've been down here the whole time. I heard a lot of rumbling going on. So I'm not actually quite sure. I think they might still be, you know, investigating one of the hot tub rooms. So we got to hurry and try and get back up there as soon as we can. DM note here. This is happening while Retrieval Team 22 is in the hot tub chamber with Chip.
Gotcha.
Cool.
All right. So maybe we get up there all sneaky-like, shall we? And I take a little sip.
Blavin, you sound real tired. You okay?
I've been knocked out today.
So
I feel like I've aged 80 years.
Sneaking. Well, yeah. Sneaking's not really my forte. I'm an 800-pound gorilla.
You know, I think you could stand to gain a couple extra hundred if you ask me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I like a man with a little girth.
Why don't you guys both go in that flask, huh?
I don't remember you being quite this horny before.
You didn't spend a lot of time with me. The only reason I survived when Retrieval Team 21 all died is because I was outside the room fapping.
You know, I've never been turned on by a guy saying fap until now.
Hey, I'm a fucking gorilla, man. I kind of throw shit and play with myself.
You would fit in perfectly with orcs and half-orcs.
I'd love to visit your parents. Are we in a cage still?
Yeah. So Z goes around and deactivates the arcane cube. So you are all free, but you notice that the door to this chamber is still locked. Do you want to
Can we look around the room? Can we do like an investigate check or
something? Yeah.
Sweet. God damn it, I'm rolling like shit today. I got a 5.
I got 14.
14?
What do I add intelligence to that?
It would be intelligence for investigate and wisdom.
Okay, so
for
13. Sorry.
13. Norwalk, what'd you get?
10.
10. Okay, so y'all basically just noticed the door. Nothing else really catches your eye.
See the door. That's how we got to get out of here.
I have a plan, and I kick the door.
Okay, you walk over to the door. You kick it. Nothing happens, strangely enough. Z's like, I think there's a trick to it. So let me explain the door a little bit. You see that it's a large bank vault door, but you notice that instead of a traditional lock, it has these three large orbs set into the door. The orbs are labeled 1, 2, 3, and the sockets that the orbs are set into are also labeled 1, 2, 3. And in the center of the orbs, there's a large button labeled unlock.
Okay. Let's try the simplest answer first. I just press unlock.
Okay. All right. Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. As you do that, Z's like, whoa, are you sure about... And then all of a sudden you press the unlock button. The three orbs eject from the wall. And you see that they are not orbs at all, but robotic scarabs. And they
love scarabs.
Oh, my favorite little bugs.
You like these?
I like little bugs, sure.
You know, Blavin, I'm learning more and more about you every day, and I don't like it, but I don't dislike it. It's just you're interesting, you're quirky, you're fun to be around.
I like nachos, and I like bugs.
So the bugs start flittering around the air, and they go, I'm Scarab 1, let's have some fun. I'm Scarab 2, I'm gonna bite you.
I'm Scarab 3.
Roll
Kill
initiative.
Scarab 1.
6.
7.
18.
All right. Great work, everyone. And Z got a 20. Okay. Z is up first. She is going to try and use her stopwatch. This is a one-a-day thing, which she used on Nyack a long time ago.
She's going to try and freeze one of the scarabs. They're going to need to make a constitution save to see if they can resist getting frozen. Let's see if they pass. Roll for all of them. Well, fuck. These scarabs did very well on their rolls. That's the stopwatch for the day. It starts frizzing out. Well, I'm out of ideas. Let's see.
I'm finding myself less attracted.
I got a lot of other stuff I can do. Come on, just cut me a break here. And that's going to be the scarab's turn. Okay, so these three scarabs are hovering in the air, and they are going to start swooping towards, I'm gonna say Blavin.
I told you that I liked scarabs. You betray your good name.
We just want you to get a closer look at us.
So, Scarab 1 is going to go after Blavin. They are going to bare their golden pincers. 13?
13 does not hit.
Nice. Okay, great.
Do they all fly in on me?
I'm going to say two fly in on you, and then one's going to go towards Keychain.
Sweet. I'm going to use a Drunken Master ability.
Hell yeah.
And take a swig and lean back and have that pincer attack the other guy.
So
use a
good
redirect attack.
Awesome. So they just, I just roll attack.
You can take a swig as a reaction to cause that attack to hit one creature of your choice. So it just hits.
It just hits?
Yeah.
All right, let me roll damage.
Why do you hate your friend so much?
No, Scarab too.
Quit
what have I done?
Your friend. Quit hitting your friend.
Why did you hit me? All right, so that's going to be rolled a one. So that's only going to be 4 damage to that Scarab. Nicely done, Blavin. Scarab two is very upset, and they're going to try and attack you as well. That's going to miss. Scarab 3, I think, is going to go after Keychain. Scarab 3 goes, Mommy! 13?
No.
Nice. So they do hit you, but they don't do any damage. They just try and hug your head because they think that you're just a big scarab.
Scarab 3, me love me.
all right, so that's the scarab's turn. That's going to bring us to Norwalk.
All right. I'm going to punch the dumb scarab. Scarab
no,
3.
No, don't hurt mommy.
You're the mom?
No, she the mom. This one that smell like alcohol.
14.
That hits. Great.
Great. 9 damage to the scarab.
A 9? Oh, well done. To the dumb scarab.
Yeah, okay. And I'll try to punch it again. I rolled a 19. Norwalk is a champion, so that it's a crit,
ooh,
baby. So I crit on a friggin' scarab.
Nice. I'm using key points on scarabs. You're critting on them. I think we're making good choices.
12 damage to that same friggin' scarab. That's 21 total.
This dumb scarab is looking dummy hurt.
Huh. Okay. They're pretty tough scarabs.
Yeah, damn, the shit has almost as much AC as Norwalk.
okay, Norwalk, that's your turn?
Yep.
Keychain.
Taste my gas!
it's so close to what we're doing upstairs, too.
Keychain out of the... I only, like, half opened it by accident, and Keychain's, like, 3 feet tall.
I love it.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Keychain.
So I release a 30-foot cone of gas each creature, but I'm doing it at the scarabs. Each creature must succeed a DC 11 constitution saving throw or be paralyzed for 1 minute.
DC 11 constitution? Ooh.
Yeah.
All right, great. Let me roll for them. Okay. Scarab 1, 11 you said?
Yeah.
Passes. Scarab 2, passes. Scarab 3,
why would you do this, mommy?
They also pass.
Oh, no.
Okay, no one taste my gas.
I'll taste it.
Why are you so horny?
Yeah. There's nothing horny. There's nothing sexual about me sucking a robot's ass. I'm just curious.
You were never this crass before.
He's getting me off.
Yeah, that's
really?
Please.
Wait, you got to pick where you're going for here.
Yeah, I apologize, Z. I thought it was just I didn't think it was sexual. I thought it was experimental.
Okay, Blavin, that's going to be you.
Scarabs who rhyme are no scarab friends of mine. And then I punch one in the face.
Norwalk falls down laughing.
I guess I'll punch the one that is hurt already.
Great, the dumb one?
Yeah.
Cool.
I'll go for him. That's an 18 to hit.
That hits.
Sweet. 9 damage.
That just does it.
Sweet.
Blavin, finish this scarab.
I say, We could have been friends. And then I crush him in my hand.
You try and crush it, but as you kill it, it just reverts back into its orb form.
Nice.
Cool. So you have the number 3 orb now.
Right on.
Cool. That's your turn?
I have 2 more attacks.
Oh, hell yeah.
Or I have 1 attack and 1 offhand attack because I'm just using my fists.
Dope.
So I'm going to go up and I'm going to punch another one in the face.
Yeah.
That is a 17 to hit.
17 hits.
Sweet. 9 damage.
Great.
And then my offhand, 19 to hit.
That hits.
And that will be 5 damage.
5 extra damage. All right, great.
And then I'm going to take a swig.
Hell yeah.
And as a bonus action, do flurry of blows to make 2 unarmed strikes. I got a 1, but I'm lucky because I'm a halfling.
Yes.
Sweet. 17 to hit.
That hits.
8 damage.
All right.
I'll take another one. 24 to hit.
Nice.
6 damage.
Wow. Scarab 1 is not having fun.
My wings are broken. My tiny, beautiful wings.
Oh, you're next.
You are my favorite bug.
For everyone at home, Blavin is actually a drunken master. I think that's probably clear, but instead of key points, he just takes shots of alcohol. Okay, top of the order, that is Z's turn. I think she's going to use her Mage Claw and try and grab Scarab 1 and then just, like, manually revert it to the orb form.
Get Scarab 1.
Yeah, so if she can do that, that's going to be an opposed strength check. It's tough, but if she can do that, it'll help us in this fight real quick. Let's see. And well, fuck. She fails the check. God, Z is rolling like absolute dog shit today.
You lost a fight to a bug.
You know what? I think she's just distracted by how muscular and beautiful Norwalk is, and I'm just gonna, you know, I think that's fine. I think that's there's nothing wrong with that, and I think we should respect it. Cool. That brings us to the Scarabs. Scarab 1 is extremely upset with you for wailing on them, so they're going to try and bite you. And they are going to whiff. Scarab 2 is also going to try and bite you. They also whiff.
Sweet.
You are too drunk to get hit.
Scarab 1 is the really hurt one?
Yeah.
I'm going to take another swig and redirect Scarab 2's attack on Scarab 1. Drunken Masters are fun.
Yeah.
I know.
All right, so that's going to be 8 damage. You kill it.
Yeah.
The Scarab 2 tries to hit you. Pincers are out. It's chomping the air. You swerve around just like a garden hose full of alcohol. It just careens right into Scarab 1 and destroys it. Scarab 1 reverts to herb.
Reverts to herb form. I just want to say for the record that I do have one of those Las Vegas style, like, long water bottle margaritas that I snuck
like in. In like a tube?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. Walk me down.
That is a hike me down.
Cool. That's the Scarabs. Norwalk, that's you.
All right. I'm going to punch some bugs. I'm going to attack the remaining
Scarab. Oh, he's saying his catchphrase.
I want to play Norwalk.
You want to try?
I'm going to punch some bugs.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
And I'll do it as keychain. I'm going to punch some bugs. Oh, that is hard.
That's really hard.
I'm sorry.
That is 2 17s for both my fists.
That hits.
17 damage.
Wow. Scarab 2 is looking hurt. They are still airborne, but they're kind of doing that thing where they like droop a little bit and then have to go like... Vr, 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 vr.
Oh, my cat would kill this bug so bad. This is what they do.
Keychain, that's you.
Arcane Charm. Keychain turns on vocal mimicry and just does fucking Norwalk. I'm gonna do an arcane jump.
Oh, I didn't know you could do that.
Hey, what the fuck? This robot's copying my voice.
Yeah, I gotta be honest. It's a much more fun voice for some of us to do.
I'm so sorry. I thought it'd
rather a much less intimidating voice to do. And I'm gonna arcane, and now this little keychain's gonna arcane jump these bitches. Nat 20!
Yo!
Now I'm in my element. Okay.
I can talk like a robot.
It does.
I'll do a fucking robot impression.
It does seem like something that Keychain would be able to do.
It's like one of those things that's like, why didn't you do that earlier?
11?
11 on the first hit?
Yeah.
Keychain, finish Scarab 2.
I'm just going to shove him into the 2 spot, the 2 slot. and like smush him.
That's where they were.
I'm just gonna put them between my hands and just show them together.
You're so much cooler with that voice.
It dies and reverts back to orb form. So now you have these three orbs and you are out of combat. Congratulations. Oh, okay.
All right, I don't want to SWAT these fucking things again. So let's get this right.
Sorry about that before.
Yeah, you gotta think a little more, Blavin. But you really moved back there. That was super impressive. I didn't know you had that in you.
Yeah, you just gotta press unlock without the fucking bugs in there, right?
That's not a bad idea. Should we? You said there was like a work table or something.
Yes.
Can I walk over to it and see what's there?
Absolutely. Give me a perception check.
15.
So you look over to what you assume is the benefactor's private workbench. You really can't decipher what any of the strange tools are for, but you do notice that the drawers of the desk are stuffed to the brim with books and scrolls. Why don't you give me an investigation check?
Okay. Yikes. That is only going to be an 8.
An 8. Okay.
Why don't Norwalk take a look at this?
Yeah, why don't you help him out?
I'm fucking brilliant, by the way.
As you look over, Z kind of like massages your shoulders. He's like, what do you see, hon?
I got a 13, so I see everything.
13. All right.
Nothing's higher than 13, babe.
Who are you?
Who are you and where have you been? My God.
I'm a fucking gorilla. I'm brilliant. I was like the scientist on Retrieval Team 21.
Damn, I love a nerd with muscles. Okay, so with a 13, Norwalk, I want you to roll a d6.
No problem. 5. It's pretty much the highest one you can get.
Ooh, okay, this is fun. So you reach in to the drawer, just kind of like rustling around, and you pull out a scroll of super healing.
Hmm.
It is 8d4 plus 8, and it works on everyone within a 10-foot range.
Sweet.
And then, Blavin, you can't seem to get the drawers to open for some reason. You think they haven't been oiled in a while, and it would take a gorilla strength to open them. But you do notice something on the desk.
Okay.
You see a little post-it note, and written on it, you see the phrase, 213, the locks are the key.
Could it be as simple as just putting it in 213?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a door. I don't think it needed to be that complex a lock.
213 sounds about right.
Blood and drugs.
You hear one of the scarabs go, oh no, they figured it out.
What's the drawers that can only be opened by the strength of a gorilla?
Oh, that was just flavor to say that Blavin is weak.
Got it. All right, cool. Sorry. I thought there was something else to it.
Hey, Kichin, you seem like the brains of the group. Do you think we should try that out?
Yes.
Hey, what happened to your voice? I really like the way it was before.
It only lasts for so long. My life sucks.
All right, so you're headed over to the door?
Yeah, we do 213.
Great. So you put
Blavin
the orbs.
Thinks really hard about doing it. He like, takes a sip of his margarita and puts it back in 1, 2, 3 first.
Jesus.
Wait.
This guy. This all fucking
right.
guy.
Yes.
So you put it in the right way?
Yeah.
Okay, 213. You press the unlock button?
Yeah.
The vault door swings open, and you find yourself in the benefactor's private quarters.
Hmm.
The first thing you notice is that the entire room is a giant aquarium. Silver schools of fish flash amongst the coral like living wallpaper. In the center of the room, you see a small desk with papers and a framed picture next to a large but not overly fancy bed. And to the right of the bed, you see a large bronze bathysphere. In the room as well, you see a spiral staircase that you recognize as the staircase the benefactor ascended when he first met you earlier today.
Mm.
You also hear what sounds like a big fucking ruckus upstairs. A lot of people fighting, a lot of swords clashing. You hear Nyack and Jinz and Onyx. You hear Jinz toot a little bit as he tries to regain consciousness.
I know that's Jinz's brand.
What do you want to do?
Well, we should probably get up there, gang, but should we do a quick ransack down here?
I want to see what kind of porn this guy's into. I'm feeling horny as hell.
I'll check out the bathysphere.
Cool. So you go over to the bathysphere. You see that it's unlocked. It seems like pretty easy to operate. You know, it's basically just an underwater elevator. But you can kind of see the track that it runs along, and it looks like it would take you kind of out towards another dock further down the pier. So this could maybe be an escape vessel, but this would not be how you would rejoin the battle upstairs.
Sweet. I'm going to put the keys in and get it running.
Nice.
and then look around the room and see what else we can find.
Okay. Cool. There's not much else in here. That's pretty sparse.
Okay.
He's a minimalist.
There's a little workbench, which you could check out if you wanted to.
Sweet. Yeah. I think we're just scrambling around trying to grab whatever. I think Blavin is probably looking to find like info on the benefactor or like important artifacts.
I'll help. I'll offer a help.
I'll offer a help action as well.
Nice.
Sweet. Oh boy. Oh boy. That's a big old 11. I'm using Caldwell's weighted Beverly dice too, and I'm rolling like shit today.
Well, you kind of have, in general, you have a bad luck
dice
with
curse,
rolls.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is why it's awesome when you're a DM.
It's weird because like the oil should be helping because Beverly's a very greasy kid.
Yeah.
Okay, so you go over to the desk. What did you roll?
11.
An 11. You don't really see anything of note. You see some pieces of paper with like equations scribbled on them, but nothing you can really decipher off the top of your head. But you do see a framed picture, and it's a picture of a woman. It looks pretty old, and there's a small engraving beneath it that reads Phoenicia, comma, before the sorrow.
Whoa.
Sweet.
Grab the picture. We can use it to taunt him.
Okay. I take the picture, yeah.
All right. There's really nothing else in this room unless Sweet. You want to, like, just grab the paper.
I think we'll grab the painting and the paper. I'm just, like, throwing all the stuff in my bag. I just have a really overstuffed backpack full of natty lights and margaritas.
Which give you power.
Yeah.
Mixed margaritas in your backpack. That's insane.
Just cans of margaritas. And I think we'll run upstairs.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. So you ascend the staircase just in time to see the benefactor rising back up from his recent defeat. And now you can, of course, start replaying your characters.
First, Blavin Bunker. Goes, wow, Jens, did you knock him out with your fists? I see you mounting him. Yes, I did. No one tell him any different, or you won't get to ride in the Corvette.
Onyx, I missed you most of all.
I have to admit, I missed your voice a lot. And my own in a weird way. What does that mean?
I'll continue to play Norwalk.
Oh, no. But Norwalk, you look so cool. Are you and Z seeing each other now?
Ooh, you're Nyack. Yeah, we're official.
Are you going to start a couple's Trinstagram?
We probably should, man.
Yeah, I think that's what we're going to do. You know, that's kind of how it works in Trinavale.
Let's unfollow all of our exes.
What happened to you?
I'm a sad, jealous type.
So, everyone is upstairs now. You regroup with Nyack, Jens, and Onyx. The party is back together. Just in time to see the benefactor rising with this kind of like sickly green steam coming off of him as his body regenerates. And he says, the chains of fate will be broken whether you want them to or not. If I can kill even one of the gods, their divine link will be destroyed. Balance will be lost and magic will finally perish from this world. Then, and only then, will we be free. And you see he pulls what looks like a miniaturized version of the Chronoscooper that you had taken from the SS Sunkiller out of his pocket, fires it, a small portal appears, the tube with the three crystals you had on it, the rune glows on it, and it disappears, and all of a sudden he's holding it. This will take a little time to recalibrate, but it's better than nothing. Now let's do this one more time, shall we? Before you can do anything, before you can even roll initiative, you hear a loud rumble. In the distance, you hear a yell. Faint at first, but growing slowly louder and louder. You look up in the distance and you see a huge glowing figure flying through the sky. As she grows closer, you realize it's Liant. And she looks pissed. Standing on top of her massive broadsword, she surfs through the clouds, and as she grows closer, she grabs the hilt and flips her body into a dive bomb. The skylight glass rains down all around you. Liant rises from her perfect three-point landing, then turns her burning crimson eyes to you.
You again! I don't know why you're here, but if you know what's good for you, you'll take these crystals and get as far away from here as possible.
As she's saying this, she grabs the crystals out of the benefactor's hands, tosses them back to you, and gestures for you to just fucking book it. And she draws her sword and begins to fight.
Jens is already gone.
Yeah, we book it. Did they tell us about the bathysphere? Book it for the bathysphere.
Yes.
Listen, guys, we found a bathysphere downstairs. I don't think we want
to... Did you put the keys in it? It would have been smart to put the keys in
it. Oh, absolutely. The keys are in there, ready to go.
Oh, you're so smart, Blavin.
We are on the same page here, my dude.
Yes, let's go. I am so happy to see you all again.
Hey, I'm walking here.
You seem to be fingering Z.
Hey, mind your damn business, bud.
I'm just thinking it's a weird time.
I was almost dead like fucking yesterday. Let me have this, okay?
Oh, congratulations, truly.
So you run for the stairway. The benefactor calls after you.
No! Don't trust her! She's just another hand that wants to guide your path. Another knife to carve the grain of your existence.
And Leon just smacks him.
I've had enough of your words. No matter what you say, I'm not letting you get away with this. Nalar.
What?
And you see the benefactor just quivers. He clenches his fist, grits his teeth, and you see waves of searing turquoise energy emanating from him, way more than you sensed or saw when you were fighting him before. And suddenly, the golden brace that was covering his injured leg melts off, revealing a leg made of the same stone as Leon's arm.
You're too late, Liant. You and Nedas both tried to stop me, but I've bided my time, and now all of time shall come to an end!
And you see he prepares a massive bolt of turquoise energy, and they begin to fight. Liant turns to you as she prepares to take the blast.
I'll handle him! Just go! Go!
I think we should go. The bathysphere is warmed up, gang. It is time to book it, please.
Jens has already started driving off without everyone like down there. Didn't even watch this part.
I flip off the benefactor as I leave.
He doesn't notice, but he feels it.
How much damage does he take?
100,000 psychic damage. Cool, so y'all are headed back downstairs?
Yeah.
Yes.
You hear insane clashes of divine energy as two gods begin to fight in this lighthouse. And you head downstairs towards the bathysphere?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. You get down there. Who's driving?
Me. All right. I drive a car. I have a really good car.
Did you just look for someplace to put in subway tokens as we entered?
No. I thought maybe if you own a car, you get a driver, a bus driver.
If you own a car?
I own a car.
Brother.
It's getting pimped. I told you, Nyack.
You confuse me,
brother. Nyack, I told you it's getting pimped.
If you owned a car, I could have been sleeping in that. Come on, man.
I start the bathysphere. Everyone relax.
Okay, so you start the bathysphere. It starts rising towards the surface. You see it following the track. You see some sharks swim past. They kind of eye you and then pay you no mind because they're distracted by the insane flashes of light they see rippling on top of the surface. After a couple of seconds, you surface and you see above you floating on the pier is the sleek silver airship of Mercurio Delurio. He looks down, sees that you have all the crystals, and just says,
well, fuck my hat, y'all. You actually got them all. We can talk business later, but for now, we gotta have a moose.
He pulls back the domed part of his airship, which reveals like a big deck, tosses down a rope ladder. What are you gonna do?
Why not? I'd go for it.
Also, let's real quick maybe divide up the crystals among us, just in case anyone tries to do some quick gun shit and grab crystals from us.
I'm keeping the moon one.
You can have the moon one. That's fine. I'll take one of the other ones.
I give one to Nyack.
I have no room in my bags, brother.
You can get rid of some of the gloves, Nyack.
You confound me.
I put my hand on Nyack's shoulder, and I go, one half of your bag full of gloves for the stranger half, one half full of crystals for the brother half.
Nyack weeps.
I feel like we are half a family.
This is the nicest thing my brother's ever said. And he's twice as kind as anyone I've ever met.
It looks like you have a lot of room in there now. Can I keep some burners in there?
You honor me.
I climb up over both of them to get to the ladder, even though I'm driving.
Keychain hugs you and says, I love you, Jamble Man.
I never knew we even had a relationship, Keychain.
You drink from me sometimes. And sometimes we take baths together because that is where I live.
I knew you looked like the plug of the tub.
I make sure that your baths stay nice and bubbly because I make jets with my mouth.
I put a tiny little crystal in Keychain's mouth.
Gulp. So that's four crystals. Who's holding the last one?
We'll give one to Blavin, I guess?
Yeah.
I would be honored. Thank you for trusting me. I'm going to say that you've all climbed up onto the deck, and this is happening up there. As Mercurio takes off, Mercurio is piloting the craft himself, so this is kind of happening while he's a little distracted. Things got really wild back there. Y'all, I did not even know that the Benefactor was a god. What? Did you see that? We have to go to the Golden Iris headquarters right now. I don't know if we can trust Mercurio, but he's the only one with a ship. I think that's our best method. So he reaches his hand out to all of you and says, will you help me see this through? The Golden Iris will be the only people who know how to destroy these crystals.
Your hand is shaking so much. Just fucking have a swig.
No. Nyack, one of my gloves, please.
I fumbled through the crystal, almost knocking it out.
Goodness. Mercurio, cover the deck.
I put on a glove and put it over Blavin's hand.
I put my hand on my brother's hand.
It's nice to have friends. This might be hard to believe, but it's kind of a rare experience for me.
Oh no, really?
Yeah, I have heard the people who drink the most have the fewest friends.
Blavin like smiles really wide and says like, yeah, I guess they do.
It's not a compliment, I don't believe.
He can't hear you over the loud sipping of his enormous drink.
What a long glass you have.
Oh, yeah. It's magic. And he like kind of like crunches it down. See, I can take it anywhere.
That's the first cool thing you've ever done.
And it won't be the last, baby. He like winks, but like his eye doesn't close all the way.
No, that's my kind of wink.
So you take to the skies. From far away inside the mansion, you see angry flashes of red and green light. It is a Christmas of violence. Mercurio punches the engines and you zip off towards his hometown of Vena Das. After a while, the clouds lose their angry bluster and return to the peaceful shades of white. You all take a collective breath of relief. Mercurio puts the ship on autopilot and turns to chat. Well, now that that nasty business is behind us, we can begin our parlay proper. He pulls out a checkbook, but before he can write even the date, his face drops. Oh, wicked periphery, y'all. Looks like we ain't out of the fire just yet. And then, from behind those peaceful white clouds, he appears. A single, all-black airship. From its mast, the Dread Horizon flag waves through the air like a wounded animal. And on the ship's bow, you see him. You see him watching you, his hand gripping the bandaged sword on his back. Jens, he's wearing the same Sinner's Mark mask that he was before, but despite that, you know exactly who it is. Rast is back.
I pull down my pants and I do my sword dance, but I do not skimp on the genital viewing. And that's where we'll end our session.
So much role playing.
Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry to throw you into the deep end like that, but you all did fucking fantastic. It was amazing to see. In lieu of puzzles, sometimes you just have to think on your feet in fun ways, and I hope you don't hate me for it.
It was its own puzzle.
Yeah, I imagine we'll talk more about this on a short rest or a mixed bag in the future.
Oh yeah.
But for now, thank you all so much for playing. Thank you all so much for listening. This is always such a treat. Y'all are fantastic. I love you all.
Thank you, Dunkle.
Thank you, Dunkle.
Monks are fun. I want to play more monks.
Yeah.
Dunkin' Master is really fun.
Like fucking five attacks in a round. Crazy. Yeah.
Before we go, I do have a couple of shout-outs. Henry A., thank you so much for the D&D Beyond subscription, which helps me build the Benefactor, which I think was a pretty fun little fight.
Yeah.
Daniel Ramos, thank you for the sound mixing. You can find them on Instagram at Dr. Schubert or DanielRamos.com. And Jens Christian T., thank you so much for composing some of the music you heard in this episode.
Wow!
Not only is Jens a fantastic musician, they also have twice as many dueling gloves as Jens Lindell.
Impossible.
And one bag is entirely left-handed gloves for when Jens is feeling crazy.
Whoa.
Something to think about.
We should take note, brother.
I don't trust lefties.
So I can't wait for us to rejoin our heroes in the sky, but for now we must bid you adieu. And gang, who wants to go to the water park?
Woo!
All right.
Yeah.
It's closed, but my buddy will let us in at night. The water is turned off, but you know what? We'll bring our own water. It'll
dry
be fun.
Slide, Dunkle.
Dry slide, dry slide, dry slide, dry slide, dry slide, dry slide.
Dry slide.
Thanks for listening, y'all. Goodbye.
Bye, sweeties.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.